Hello? Hello?
Hi. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes, I am. Yes. Yes, I am.
Excuse me?
Yes, I am registered to vote.
Okay. And thank you for taking my call. Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent?
Independent.
This November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain to vote?
Very certain I will.
First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
Some in the right direction and some in the wrong.
And what is your opinion of how people living in the neighborhood areas of Denver and Cherry Creek View, Aurora, generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, as having a lower quality of life?
I have no idea how other people see Aurora.
Okay. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Aurora, public school district, where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, poor.
Not so good.
How familiar are you with these areas, neighborhoods and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not familiar at all?
Most of it I'm very familiar with.
Okay. And how have you heard or read anything about a blueprint APS? A yes or no?
No.
Do you think the overall level of property tax Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or a little low?
Compared to some other places I know of, I think it's about right.
And have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes? Yes or no?
No.
While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raises homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following appeals best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problem, or can pay the increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending, or cannot afford this increase, it hurts household financial badly?
I think the one before the last one that you mentioned.
Okay. And as you may know or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition, HH ballot is last fall, The state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big impact? A small positive impact? Or not really much impact at all?
It'll have a big impact in our family budget.
And if the following ballot issue is up for a voter in the upcoming November 2024 elections, would you vote yes or no on $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property tax to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high-quality education facilities? We're proposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, and adding additional space in schools for mental health providers to increase students' access to mental health services throughout the district. Would you vote yes or no?
Boy, that's a long question. I couldn't follow it all the way through.
Okay. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property tax, would fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
That's the same answer that I gave to the prior one. By the time you get through with the question, I forgot what the subject was.
Okay. And following up, do you agree or disagree with the statement that these against the Aurora Public School bond and mill levy ballots might make, since property tax are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds on mill levy increase in order to lower taxpayers' increased, especially since this big district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects from my neighborhood. Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I'm sorry, but I can't follow you through all of the questions.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know that. Now, lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issued might make. Rate each as very strong, somewhat strong, or somewhat reasonable to vote yes on this 2024 ballot issue. Here's the first one. Provide more space for mental health professionals to work with students while help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners. Is this very strong reason to vote for, somewhat strong reason, weak reason?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I'd have to study it.
Excuse me, ma'am?
I would have to study the ballot issue when I get my ballot. It's too...
Okay.
For you to read that over the phone just doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Okay. And thank you for your patience. We are almost done here. Although following says, the bond will fund and skills training programs called P-TECH, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that includes specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internship, mentoring, and apprenticeships, so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Is this a very strong reason, somewhat of a strong reason or weak reason to vote for?
I'd have to see it on the in print and be able to read it and digest it for myself.
Okay. The other one says the large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best school district in the state. A very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
What was the question?
This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools be the best schools districts in the state. A very strong reason.
The bond issue has nothing to do with it. The bond issue has nothing to do with it. It's the administrators that administrate the bond issue.
So from the options I have here, do you want me to mark down for you very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
It's not a reason at all.
Okay.
The money has nothing to do with it.
Okay. Bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners to succeed in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I can't follow you all the way through a question.
Okay. This large bond and teacher pay meal levy come with no tax increase. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
I don't understand the question.
Okay. The other one says this investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
I'm sorry, I just can't digest this all. With you reading it to me, I need to read it myself.
Okay. The other one says, providing students and staff with up-to-date technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technology to keep students engaged and excited about learning. A very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
Again, I can't answer the question.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be uncooperative, but I just can't. I can't follow you through the whole question.
Okay. The other one says, with both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their school, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. A very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
A weak reason, what is the question, I'm sorry?
Oh, it says with both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools. a very strong reason to vote for, somewhat strong reason or weak reason?
Again, I can't tell without reading it for myself.
Okay. So the one here says, doing school renovation and replacement, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduce the district's carbon emission footprint. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason?
A weak reason for what? I can't do this over the phone. It's just not, I can't follow it. I'm sorry, I'm having difficulty.
Okay, so we're almost.
I don't think
the other one
anymore.
Says the best way to build a strong, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in education, our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's jobs market, and keeping our schools in good shape.
When I had somebody going to the Aurora Public Schools, I could tell you, but I can't tell you right now.
Okay.
Because I don't know.
This other one says, have any APS buildings?
Through.
Oh, yes, we're almost done. The other one says, many APS buildings that are 30 to 40 or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years, just like any home or property this old. The buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refurnished so these schools last and students have good learning environment.
And what's the question?
That's the question. Do you feel that this is a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason to vote? Four.
I have no idea. As a matter of fact, it sounds to me like these are items that I don't have any notion of. And I'm questioning whether or not I'm going to vote because I don't have any idea. I have no background on it.
And this other one here says continually securing upgrades.
Is this the last question? Is this the last question?
Oh, we are at 95%, ma'am. We are almost done here. This one here says continuous securing upgrades, including updates, cameras, a more secure entry, visible, and locking mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. This is a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or weak reason to vote.
I have no idea.
Okay, and finally, have heard all of this information. Would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballots issue? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Would you vote yes or no for this, ma'am?
I have no idea.
Okay. What about a $30 mile levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance need for school buildings, ensuring access to upgrade technology and ceiling?
I have no
idea. Okay.
I'm sorry. And can we just stop?
Oh, yeah, we're almost done here. What is your age? Are you between 40, 54, 55, 64, or older than 65?
Yes, I'm older.
And do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino Ancestry?
No.
African American or black?
No.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
I'm buying it.
Okay. And what county do you live in?
Arapahoe.
And do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
No.
Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a great night.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome, ma'am.